talking with Indians catcher Roberto Perez, who certainly looks now to have that position locked down as we head into the 2019 season. And Roberto, take a minute or two and talk about that, knowing that that position is pretty much yours and that you're going to be kind of the guy behind the plate. How much of a comfort level is there now knowing that you're going to be that guy?
So excited for the opportunity. I think, that shows that, the Indians have a lot of trust in myself, and I will be back there, giving 100% every night, trying to help that pitching staff, which I think Gomes did a really good job in the time he was here. So, like I said, I'm not trying to take it for granted, and just going to, keep it up.
Not that the job of being a catcher is ever easy, but when you have the starting five that the Indians have, when you're catching for Kluber and for Bauer and Carrasco and right on down the line, Clev and even Shane Bieber, how much of a benefit is that?
It is. I think it's exciting, having, pretty much all the five guys, could be aces in some other team. So, it's gonna be a great year. I'm looking forward. Try to be back there for them, and try to have fun as much as I can. So, trying to take advantage of the opportunity, because I don't know if I will ever, come back and have it. So, like I said, just gonna go with the flow. Try to have fun. Try to be better. Communicate with them. Build a better relationship than the one I have right now, and trying to get to know them. Every day is gonna be it's not gonna be right every day, but that's what I'm back there for them. So,
I wanted to ask you about that, because obviously the guys are going to work, with Carl Willis and with Scott Acheson, right? Tito, but how much do you get involved with that process as well as a catcher?
Oh, I take a lot of pride on that. I think that's one thing we do best, communicate with each other, whether it's with the players or coaches. So they know I'm here to help. I know previous years I didn't get to play every day, but I was always watching the game, and I know how the guys felt that day and whatnot. So, Carl does a really good job with all the pitchers, and so is all the coaches. So, it's a new year, new beginning, and looking forward to 2019.
Roberto, you mentioned the fact that you build a relationship with the pitchers, and yet you're now the guy. Does that also bring a little pressure with it?
No, not really. I always had that mentality, even though I didn't play that much previous years. But I always thought, this is my team. Having that, build that relationship from previous year, I think, I feel for Gomes when Gomes got hurt a couple of times, and I built kind of that relationship, and the main thing is getting on the same page with the pitchers. So I did that for a little bit. Now, to be back there full time, it's gonna be an honor for me, and like I said, I'm gonna take advantage of it.
You hit two home runs in a World Series game, Roberto. You've shown you can do it. So, obviously, you know what it's like to play deep into the month of October and be a part of that. Uh-huh. The fact that the past couple of years that hasn't happened, does that motivate guys?
Oh, I think it does. I think, we have a great team, even though we lost a couple of pieces. But I think you play to play in October and to win games, So, I think everyone in here, had a taste of 2016 and 17 and 18, but I know we didn't come up what we wanted, but I think guys are motivated, and hopefully that brings the best out of us, and hopefully we'll be back in the World Series this year.
At what point in the winter do you get excited to play baseball again? Are you getting that itch?
Yeah, of course. I think that's why, after the season, that's why I went and played winter ball for a little bit. I think I wanted to keep playing, man. I love baseball. This is my living, and I just wanted to get better. So that's why I went down there and got a lot of at-bats, the at-bats I needed it. So and be ready for spring training. I know it was going to be a good year for me, and hopefully, take the team to the World Series.
Do you see increased offensive production coming?
Yeah, of course. I think I will get the chance to play every day, more at-bats, I think when you, I always say it, you know, when you get the opportunity to play every day, you can make adjustments throughout the, you know, throughout the game, throughout the week, you know, and it will be better, man. Being every day and you know, not especially behind the plate, but you know, at the plate, I'm not gonna try to, you know, make up for the games that I didn't get hits. You know, you probably when you go 0-4, 0-3, you got that confidence that next day you will, you know, bounce back. So, you know, looking forward to it. I haven't played every day since the minor leagues. You know, I've only played in the big league no more than 72 games, something like that. So I think I prepared myself to catch 100 games and. I'm ready for it.
There you go. It's your job now. Hey, congratulations on that, and best of luck in 2019.
Yes, thank you.